The housing market continues to benefit from relatively low interest rates. An unexpected surge in sales of new homes is leading to predictions that this will be another record-setting year. NPR's Elaine Corey reports.
The Commerce Department says new home sales jumped 5.8% in February, the fastest monthly increase since last August. The pace surprised economists who had predicted a slight drop in sales. The increase was all the more unexpected since housing construction slowed last month and the inventory of houses on the market tightened. But mortgage rates fell again last week, and Doug Duncan, chief economist of the Mortgage Bankers Association, says low borrowing costs continue to power the housing market.
Even though rates are up a little bit from where they were last June, they are still at lows not seen in 40-some years, with the exception of last year. So it continues to be a great interest rate environment. And as the economy is recovering, that gives consumers some confidence. And they're acting on that in housing and in other sectors of the economy.
The average rate for a one-year adjustable mortgage has fallen to an all-time low of 3.39%. And fixed-rate mortgages, which account for about three-quarters of all home loans, also dipped. The mortgage finance company Freddie Mac tracked the 30-year fixed-rate mortgage at 5.38%. Duncan says a weaker-than-expected employment report earlier this month helped set the stage for the latest slide in interest rates.
There's no question from our perspective that that is one of the factors holding interest rates down. There's still plenty of slack in labor markets. Unemployment's at about 5.6%, which historically is actually a fairly low level, but the level of employment increase has not picked up to the point where the Fed is concerned about inflationary pressures coming out of the labor market.
Ironically, says Duncan, the bleak jobs report may actually prompt new hiring in at least one area, mortgage refinancing. Companies that laid off staff after last summer's refi boom are hiring again, expecting another rush. Elaine Corey, NPR News.